Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit ngegama lika Jesu. Ekuseni kwanamhlanje ke our scripture reading silapha ku Revelation chapter 12. We are going to read verse 7 to 9. Lifundeka kanje nge NIV engiphethe. Ithi, and there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. But he was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. The great dragon was held down, that ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was held to the earth and his angels with him. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven said, Siyalibonga izwi kaNkulunkulu ekuseni kwanamhlanje. Sesilifundile bangcwele leli lizwi. Sometimes I might be taking this verse out of context, but this was what happened kanti nakudala uma sizwa ukuthi uSathane walahlelwa emhlabeni. Manje siyezwa ukuthi uSathane uma elahlela emhlabeni waluza iposition yakhe. And at the same time, lithi leli lizwi kuluzeni iposition yakhe ebengenamandla. And the third thing, elose a position engenamandla. Sekelahlele emsabeni, he fought back. He fought back. Manje uma sikhuluma namhlanje, ngithanda ukuthi theme yezwi lethu la namhlanje ithi the battle is still on. Uyazi ukuthi the battle is still on ngani ngoba isitha sisalwana namhlanje. Ngani ngoba ufuna uJesu Kristo gain a victory for us. Kodwa uJesu Kristo egaine ivictory for us lapha kuJohane 16:33 usitshelile ukuthi in this world we will have tribulation. Then kuJohn 15 ukuya ku18-21 uthi if they persecuted him they will persecute us too. And again uthi uJesu Kristo uma siyibheka ekuseni kwanamhlanje ukuthi siyabona ukuthi usipreparele ukuthi naye wahlutshwa nathi sizohlutshwa. Kodwa siyazi ukuthi thina umehluko wethu ukuthi thina uJesu Kristo impi uyinqobele thina. Uma singena kuleyo mpi esingena kuyo, singena kwimpi enqotshiwe. And futhi thina ngithanda ukuthi ekuseni kwanamhlanje esingcono even nakuJob. Ngoba uJob wangena empini engena mediator. Lapho uJob kulinye verse uthi I wish there could be a mediator between me and God. A mediator or half God and a mediator of man. Manje thina simtholile uJesu Kristo owathe nguNkulunkulu waba umuntu. Wayezwa ubuhlungu esibuzwayo, wathela ama-challenges esiwatholayo, wasinqobela wona wonke. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, ngithanda ukuthi ekuseni kwanamhlanje, uNkulunkulu uyasinqobela zonke izinto uma ngabe bangcwele. Sibheka manje sisesikhathini lesi engathi ekuseni kwanamhlanje is the survival of the fittest. Why I say is the survival of the fittest. Ngani ngoba uSathane the way angakhona namhlanje uJesu usitelile lapha ku Matthew 25:25 ukuthi uSathane uzokwenza ukuthi even the elect nazo ngokwazo will be deceived. Sibona ke kuleyo mpileyo bangcwele ukuthi even nabanye abaningi izinto esiyibonile many people they were deceived ivangeli labantu abathile abazibiza ngaba prophet benza those miraculous sign abanye bephuma emabandleni abo bayokhonza khona ngaba bafuna into eyisheshayo kodwa izwi likaNkulunkulu ku 2 Thessalonica chapter 2 verse 10 liye lasitshela ukuthi some of those are deceived. They are deceived because they don't want to hear the truth. So God sent a powerful delusion so that they believe a lie and be condemned for not believing the truth. Manje, laba bantu abaphuma bengena befuna abaprofeti abathile bedeceive ngale ikhathi eyifana nalezi lithi izwa uNkulunkulu bayekelele ngani ngoba abalifuna iqiniso so uThixo banikeza lento abayifunayo uyazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyakwazi ukuthi akunikeze into oyifunayo ngoba siyabona bangcwele ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyakwenza lokho sikubone nalapha kwincwadi ka First Kings uchapter 22 sifunde from verse 6 to 8 sijampe siye ku verse 15 to 16 sibone ukuthi uThixo uma uyifuna into ungalifuna iqiniso uNkulunkulu uzokunikeza layo nto oyifunayo namhlanje sibona kugcwele yonke into abantu baye bagqokile kuyizangama yonke into sometimes ezinye izinto zenzwa ngoba yinto abayifunayo abantu and uNkulunkulu uyayi-allow ukuthi bayithole le nto abayifunayo ngoba manje uma sibheka laphayana ku First Kings ku chapter 22 sifunda la payana from verse to 6 to 8 lithi leli lizwi sikhuluma manje ngenkosi uAhabu ne partner yakhe uJehoshaphat siyazi uJehoshaphat kwakuyinkosi eyayimthanda uNkulunkulu emamela and uAhabu yena kwakuyinkosi eyayilawula umfazi wakhe uJezebela manje they entered lapha kwi-deal bona boyi-two ngoba babeshadisene abantwana babo and manje benza kuthiwani bayapartnera ey'ntweni but ulento uJehoshaphat avumelane naye athi uJehoshaphat before senza lento can we consult uNkulunkulu kuqala ngoba siyazwa lapha uku verse 8 wakhona I mean verse 5 but Jehoshaphat also said to the king of Israel first seek the counsel of the Lord ku verse 6 so the king of Israel brought together the prophets about 400 men and asked them shall I go to war against Ramoth Gilead or shall I refrain siyayibona lapho then iyaqhubeka ithi laphayana but Jehoshaphat asked is there any little go then answer for the Lord will give into the king's hand but Jehoshaphat asked is there not a prophet of the Lord here whom we can inquire the king of Israel answered Jehoshaphat there is still one man thou through whom we can inquire of the Lord but I hate him because he never prophesies anything good about me, but always bad. He is Micah, son of Imla. The king should not say that, Jehoshaphat replied. So the king of Israel called one of his officials and said, bring Micah, son of Imla, at once. Waletwa ke uMicah bangcwele. Sekelethiwe siyabona ku verse 15. Ku verse 12 wakhona lithi, all the other prophets were prophesying the same thing. Attack Ramoth Gilead and be victorious, they said, for the Lord will give it into your king's hand. The messengers who had gone to summon Micah said to him, look, as one man, the other prophets are predicting success for the king. Let your word agree with theirs and speak favorably. But Micah said, as surely as the Lord lives, I can tell him only what the Lord tells me. When he arrived, the king asked Micah, shall we go to war against Ramoth Gilead or shall we refrain? Attack or victorious, he answered, for the Lord will give it to the king's hand. The king said to him, how many times must I make you swear to tell me nothing but the truth in the name of the Lord? Then Micah answered, I saw all Israel scattered on the hills like a sheep without a shepherd. And the Lord said, these people have no master. Let each one go home in peace. The king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, didn't I tell you that he never prophesied anything good about me, but only the bad? Verse 19, Micah continues, therefore hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne with all the host of heaven standing round him on the right and on his left. And the Lord said, who will entice Ahab in attacking Ramoth Gilead and going to his death there? One suggested this and another that. Finally, a spirit came forward, stood before the Lord and said, I will entice him. Sayibona ke bangcwele. Kweza umoya oweza wathi mina uNkulunkulu uthuma mina ngiyomentizer ngiyomtshela lento afuna kuyizwa bese ku verse 22 lithi by what means the Lord ask I will go out lo moya uthi kuThixo make mbuzo ukuthi by all what means uthi I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all the prophets he said you will succeed in enticing him said the Lord go and do it so now the Lord has put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these prophets of yours the Lord has decreed disaster for you siyayibona ke bangcwele ukuthi ngoba wayefuna ukuzwa lento afuna kuyizwa omnye umoya owacela kuNkulunkulu ukuthi mangiyomnikeza lento afuna kuyizwa mangiyomnikeza amanga ukuthi makayenze lento ngani ngoba ufuna kuyizwa manje kunjalo bangcwele ukuthi uma singalifuna iqiniso uNkulunkulu uyasilekelela ukuthi sihlangane nabantu abasitshela amanga ngani ngoba yilento thina esifuna kuyizwa so ku 2 Corinthians 2:11 siyathola bangcwele ukuthi the battle is still on let us not forget ukuthi sisalwa ngoba no apostle Paul lapha ku 1 Corinthians 9:26 uthi but I do not fight like I'm beating the air kufanele manje singalwi njengabantu u are beating the air kufanele silwe ngokwazi ukuthi why are we fighting manje our battle is still with the people people who oppose the truth sisalwa namhlanje bangcwele and ibattle yethu ikulabantu nezihlobo zethu ezi-opposer iqiniso siyazi ukuthi namhlanje khona ama-family divided the minute uqala ukhuluma iqiniso kuqala izimpi ze-family ukuthi wena ukholelwa kulokhu manje u-second Timothy chapter 3 uyakhuluma uthi just like James and Jambres opposes Moses also this man opposes the truth here it talks about what we will encounter nathi njengabo nabo James and Jambres ababe opposer uMoses nathi sinabantu abas opposeayo uma uqala ukukhuluma iqiniso they will oppose you they will reject you they will say anything ngawe manje sisesikhathini leso sabantu abafuna ukuzwa ngokubatshwa kwendlebe zabo manje the battle again yenza ukuthi the Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 6 tells us we fight against the principalities and the powers in the heavenly realms what are they bazalana those principalities and the powers in the heavenly realm these are the world system each and every country there's a world system that tries to implement laws which are contrary to the word of God. Hence, sithola ama battle with prayer. Every time siya prayer, us as intercessors, we are fighting ukuthi inkosi bazama uku-introduce kuma-government izinto ezimelene nezwi likaNkulunkulu. Yizimpi esibhekene nazo. Ngani ngoba each and every country inama forces the territorial spirit that are ruling the country manje sibheke bangcwele ukuthi even no Daniel uma ethola irevelation kuNkulunkulu uma uDaniel ezama ukufast abuze kuNkulunkulu ukuthi ngibone ilendo ini ivision but ngicela ukuthi ungichazele ngale revelation siyakhumbula ukuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi the angel uNkulunkulu ayithuma ukuthi lethe iansa as he was praying kwadingeka ukuthi kube khona ama forces in the heavenly realm abamba le mpendulo yakhe ukuthi le mpendulo ingafiki kuye manje the thing eyenza lokho ukuthi uSathane wayingafuni ukuthi athole isambulo saloku uNkulunkulu akushoyo manje sithola izimpi ngalolo hlobo ukuthi sometimes the enemy is trying ukuthi uNkulunkulu khona into azoyenza that is why uma ngabe kuzokwenzeka into uNkulunkulu ezokwenza into there will be a distraction uSathane will try by all means to distract you or to distract me ngani ngoba uyibonile lentiza and manje uzama ukusidistracta ukuthi lento ingafiki kithi ene esikhathini esiningi siyayisisuke endaweni leyo esime kuyo uma ingene sifika ithole singasamanga lapho kufanele sime khona ngani ngoba the enemy has distracted us ngoba yazi ukuthi uma sime lapho kumkhuleko esime kuwo nakuleli thembe esime kulo uma sisuka kulo uma ingelosi seletha impendulo isithola singasamanga lapho sesikhuluma another thing manje yiko lokhu sithi the battle is still on ngoba silwa nezinto ezifana nalezi ngani ngoba iprayer yona ngokwayo ne intercession yona ngokwayo iyimpi ngokwayo uyazi kukhona omnye umzalwana oke wathi make vuka khathele athi the way ngikhathele ngakhona ngathi angilelanga ngithi kuyo it's because you were fighting the spiritual warfare in the heavenly realm ulokulele that is why uvuka ukhathele manje ekseni kwanamhlanje siseyimpini bangcwele yokuthi manje uSathane uyakulwisa uma ebona kuzothola irevelation kaNkuluNkulu siyathola even nakumpostoli uPaul ukuthi umpostoli uPaul uyakhuluma ngolaphayana ukuthi uma ekhuluma uthi ku 1 Corinthians 16 verse 9 a great door of effect of the work kaNkuluNkulu has been opened. But uthi there's a many opposition abam opposeayo kulo mnyango ovulekile. Uma uNkulunkulu ekuvulela umnyango, uSathane ngeke agqoqe izandla. Ngoba sifundile lapha kuRevelation ukuthi uSathane walwa back. USathane will always fight back. Uma ngabe umnqobe entweni, he will always come to retaliate azokufighter back ngoba umnqobile kwinto eyithile. Noma ngabe bona into enhle ezayo, uzokwazi kuzoyivimba ngoba he's a hinderer uSathane. Manje ekseni kwanamhlanje, ngithanda ukuthi namhlanje impi sisese kuyo. And uma sibheka kwizenzo chapter 16 kuverse 19 sithola ukuthi manje sithola lapho istory sika Paul no Silas siyakhumbula ukuthi bafakwa ejele manje ukufakwa kwabo ejele uPaul no Silas wayefakwa ejele not because they had preached the gospel we know ukuthi abo Paul no Silas they went to a place of prayer and bebe yaku the place of prayer bahlangana nale ntombazane eyayipredictor ngemimoya emibi ipredictor abo Paul no Silas ukuthi la madodana kaNkuluNkulu azotshela nini ukuthi nisindiswe yena wayekhuluma into ecishe efanayo kodwa kokukhuluma imimoya engcolile and umpostoli uPaul wayibona ukuthi imoya ezama ukuba distractor kulento abayenzayo and ba predictor imimoya engcolile. And that time the Bible tells us ukuthi into ayenza abayenza they rebuked that spirit esasikulomntwana and masitholakala ukuthi le mimoya iyasuka kuye then the people ababenza imali ngaye they started fighting babengaliswa ngoba bekushunyayelwe babeliswa ngoba ibusiness yabo iphelile namhlanje uma silwa nabantu uma sishumayela ivangeli sometimes awulisi nje nevangeli lodwa balisa ngoba kukhona izinto zabo eziphelela ngamandla eziphelela umsebenzi empilweni zabantu namhlanje abathakathi uma besilisa singabantwana bakaNkuluNkulu abasilisi ngoba basilisa ngoba babenza imisebenzi yabo iphela amandla ngikhumbula many years ago in the early 90s there was a lady owayeba sesitimeleni eshumayela njengoba nathi sesishumayela esitimeleni uthi lo ngangiqala ukumbona kodwa mina ngaleso sikhathi uthi this lady into yamenza ukuthi asindiswe ngoba kwakuyilabo mama abagangayo uthi besithi masihambe ebusuku ngale mimoya kuba khona izindlu besizibona zinomlilo uthi manje zingikhathaza lezindlu masilaye emoyeni thina siyabathakathi uthi ngathi ngifuna ukuya emini uthi ngazimaka ukuthi ngifuna ukuya kusemini and find out ukuthi izindlu ezinjani lezi ezinomlilo ebusuku ezikuthwani ezikhavarwe ngomlilo uthi make wathola ukuthi izindlu zabazalwana yinto eyamenza ukuthi asindiswe ngoba wayibona lento yenzeka. There are many testimonies bangcwele abantu abasindiswa ngiyizo laba bantu abenza izinto zobumnyama abazibonile ukuthi ngempela lento iyaphila ngoba babonile uma bezama ukwenza into ukuthi manje hayi labantu bahlukile and bafuna ukwazi ukuthi why behluleka kubo ngani ngoba thina sino Jesu. Manje ngithanda ukuthi ekuseni the battle is still on. Impi esiyitholayo siyithola ngani izwi likaNkulunkulu njengoba lisho ngikhulumile ngozenzo 16. Siyithola impi ngokuthi uma utshela abantu ngensindiso uzolwisa abantu abenza imali ngalaba bantu bobumnyama. Abenza imali imisebenzi yobumnyama ngalaba bantu. Then they know ukuthi uma ngabe besindiswa laba bantu basengxakini bona. Manje that is why bazosilwisa. Yiko lokhu ngithi the battle is still on. Siliswa imimoya efana naleyo. Ngoba iyacabanga ukuthi iyohlalaphi manje uma lo muntu wabo seke sindiswa. Another things siyakhumbula ukuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela bangcwele ukuthi lapha kuzenzo chapter 4 ukuthi enye into esenza ukuthi singene empini sibe kulezi mpi esikuzo. It's not about ourselves but it's about the word elitshaliwe kithi enhlizweni ngani ngoba uMark chapter 4 uma ufinda verse 37-39 lapho liyasitshela ukuthi uSathane uyalifuna leli lizwi. That is why uthi uma uthole izwi usewujabulile izwi likhona litshaliwe enhlizweni yakho bese uthola ama-challenges. Ama-challenges lana it's not about you. Ama-challenges la it's not about who you are. But those challenges it's because of the word of God elikhona kuwe. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje kufanele ukuthi sazi ukuthi sisempini and a lempi is not about us but lempi it's about the word of God that is in us uSathane ezama ngako konke. Manje at the same time sinempi bangcwele uma izwi kaNkulunkulu sengivala lapha ku Galatians chapter 5 verse 17 talks about the inner battle between the flesh and the old man and between the spirit and new man. Ukubona ukuthi impi yalomuntu wakudala ebesinaye singekamamukeli uJesu ilwisa le muntu omusha okuJesu Kristu. Namhlanje uthola ukuthi wena yourself nje usempini ngani ngoba uSathane uzama ukuthi wenze lento. That is why it is important ukuthi uma umntana kaNkulunkulu uma wazi ukuthi weekend away nethile ungadlaleli ngakhona ngani ngoba siba sempini ungazibona uwele entweni owawukuyo kudala ngoba uSathane akagivanga up. Silifundile izwi ukuthi akagoqa izandla he fights back. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje uNkulunkulu asipha amandla ukuthi ngaso sonke isikhathi sazi ukuthi sihlomile ngani ngoba lithi kwaNkulunkulu lithi put on the full armor of God so that when the time of evil comes. Ngoba the time of evil does come bangcwele and the time of evil is there ukuthi isisuse kwiposition yethu noNkulunkulu njengoba naye uSathane esusiwe kuposition yakhe uma elwa le ezulwini. May God richly bless us this morning ngegama lika Jesu wase Nazareth. Amen.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.